Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting 7th. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Landis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Weiss. Weiss fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Weiss. Alozic goes all the way around to score. Lump moves to third. It's 2-1 White Sox. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump scores. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham bunts in front of the plate. Carrion fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Charles steals second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Alozic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Alozic reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alozic moves to third. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 0 in the game. Wickersham strikes out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Carrion moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Two outs. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aluzik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Maxwell scores. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Peters reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Aluzik throws the ball into Charles, who tags Hershberger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Peters scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosefield now pitching. P. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Charles hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alozic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for John Wyatt. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.